The events that unfolded in Boston last week were remarkable for many reasons. Among them is this. After an early morning gun battle between police and the marathon bombing suspects, officials essentially locked down the city. Residents were told to remain indoors as law enforcement searched for the surviving suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the lockdown was likely a local choice and not an easy one.
The decision to lock down Watertown, where the shootout occurred, and the surrounding areas, including the city of Boston, was announced by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick at a Dawn news conference Friday.
We're asking people to shelter in place, in other words, to stay indoors with their doors locked and not to open the door for anyone other than a properly identified law enforcement officer.
It's not unusual to lock down schools and other institutions when there are reports of gunfire. And after 9/11, the nation's air traffic was halted and some other sites thought to be potential targets, such as the New York Stock Exchange, were closed. But to shut down a large part of a metropolitan area is another thing, says Frank Salufo. He's director of the Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University.
In terms of both scale and scope, the shelter in place that was enforced was extraordinary, perhaps even unprecedented, but so too were the circumstances.
There's no indication that the lockdown decision was anything but a local one. Salufo says it's the kind of call that local officials are elected to make.
These sorts of situations are a reminder, whereas terrorism may be national or even international, the consequences are local. And many of those decisions are local. And I think what you saw here was a prudent number and series of steps that were taken that very well could have saved lives.
But officials were walking a fine line in Boston. While deserted streets made the manhunt easier and safer for law enforcement agencies and residents, causing massive disruption is the very objective of many terrorists. Stephen Flynn directs Northeastern University's George J. Costas Research Institute for Homeland Security.
The objective of an act of terror is to, the payoff for the would-be terrorists is the most disruption you can get. And so on the one hand, you're trying to obviously safeguard life and property. On the other, you want to make sure that you're not creating essentially future motivation for follow-on attacks to take place because, you know, the possibility, if you carry out one of these horrific acts, you can shut down a major city.
Flynn also believes officials made the right call given the circumstances, noting there's no rule book for dealing with armed individuals who may be carrying explosives. Governor Patrick made a similar point defending the lockdown as he announced its lifting Friday evening.
There was a firefight out here last night, some 200 rounds and explosives. So we were very justified. I believe, based on what we understood about the investigation, in taking what we knew was a big step.
The irony is that it wasn't until the lockdown was lifted that a Watertown resident found Jahar Tsarnaev hiding in a boat in the backyard. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.